It's Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you are listening to Tales from the Tub. It's just after midnight on April 20th. I haven't recorded since January, not because I've been willfully neglecting my podcast, but because I haven't even really been writing since January. I did 27 of the 29 required plays for 29 plays later. It's usually 28, but we had leap day, so there was an extra. And even while I was doing them, I felt like I wasn't really connecting to them, although I did write a dog opera that I'm kind of proud of, but I don't have the skills or the cast to put it together. So if you want to read it, it's on my blog, missmeliss.com, but no one's going to sing it for you. Then we went on the Star Trek cruise. I came home with bronchitis. Just as I was over bronchitis, my mother was here for 2 weeks. We had a good time. But having company throws me off. So I wasn't writing, I wasn't creating, and I got to the point where I felt like I didn't even have anything to say. And then the people that do 28 plays later said, hey, we're doing this thing starting April 1st called COVID's Metamorphosis, where we're going to give you a prompt. It could be a play, it could be an essay, it could be a piece of prose that we're going to ask you to do, or you can do whatever you want with the prompt. And it's free. It's just to keep us all creative. And I started it and was enjoying it, but I didn't start it until like a week after because my mom was here for the first 3 days and then I was just needing to decompress. And I still felt like I had nothing to say. But this is one of the pieces that I had fun with because they asked us to write just one perfect sentence and I'm not capable of writing just one sentence. So I wrote a very short essay called One Perfect Sentence. Write one perfect sentence, they ask, and I think, who determines what perfection is? The Nautilus, with its saltwater-borne concentric spirals that echo the golden ratio, may be a perfect crustacean, but that doesn't mean this sentence is perfect. Personally, I think a perfect sentence could be, cheesecake has no calories. But then I'd have to ask myself, does that fact that such a sentence expresses an untruth render it imperfect by default? One perfect sentence. Maybe it should have 17 syllables, all stretched out in a line like Hemingway wrote for warm-ups. American sentences, he called them. But while his work was wonderful, he himself was a horrible person. So maybe that makes him incapable of perfection, or even of inspiring it? Rain, dancing across the deck, sent small creatures scurrying for shelter. I think that's more charming than perfect myself, or even cute. It is a fact that as humanity has colonized other worlds and formed communities on worlds with existing populations, their favorite food has spread into space with them, to the point that every world with a significant human population has at least one decent Chinese restaurant. There. That's perfection. At least to me. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is recorded and produced using the Auphonic iPhone app and or Audacity. The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. This means that you can share it with your friends or repost it as long as you credit me and link to my site. For show notes, including detailed credits and contact information, visit bathtubmermaid.com. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at Meliss, that's spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, and Facebook at facebook.com/MissMeliss, again spelled with the Y-S-S-E ending. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.